Okay, we are in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Tefillah, and we left off with Halacha Ches. So the Rambam has introduced us to the five various tefillos that exist: Shacharis, Mincha, Musaf, Ne'ila, and Marav. Marav being the one that's Rishos. So we're going to continue with some of these inyanim. In Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, Nimsu atfilos b'chol yom shalosh. So on every day you're always going to daven three times a day, meaning Marav, Shacharis, and Mincha. Uvishabasos mo'adim rosh chadashim, as we all know, arba, because you add a musaf. Shalosh shel kol yom utfilos musafin. Uviyom kiporim chamesh, because that's the ila. Arba ilo utfilos the ila. Okay? So that's what do you call it? That's what Halacha Ches says. Halacha Ches. Tefillos elu, right? These tefillos, okay? Ein poskimhen ava mosifin alam. So these tefillos, right? You can't say less than them, right? Meaning minimum per day, you have to daven three times a day, but you're allowed to add to them, okay? So therefore, im ratz adam lispala kol yom kulo or shus biado. So if somebody wanted to daven, as the Gemara says, havai yispala adam kol yom kulo. If a person wanted to daven the entire day, he's allowed to. However, v'chol osun atfilo she yosef, okay? Kamo makriv nedavos. Right, but anyone who adds tefillah, it's as if he's bringing a korban nedava. Lefikach tzarach sheyichadish davar b'chol brachu bracha min emsayos mein brachos. So he has to come up with something new in each bracha. Meaning, you can't just repeat the same tefillah. There has to be something different in the additional tefillah you say. But you still would have to follow the same form in that tefillah. So if you ever want to do a tefillah nedava, which you're allowed to do, you have to create. You have to add something new. There has to be some change within the. What do you call it? Within the emsayos. But in the main three tefillahs, Shacharis, Mincha, Marav, if you don't do that. Vim chidesh afilu bracha achas dayos. Even if he introduces something new in one bracha, that's sufficient. Kedei lehodiyah shinadava v'lo chova. To demonstrate that it's not the tefillah that he is chayavim. However, ushlosh rishonos ushlosh achronos lo'olam ein mosivim mehen v'lo poschim mehen v'im mishana mehen davar. But the three first brachas of Shavach and the three last brachas of Hodah, you can never take away from them. You can't add to them, and you can't change them. That's why, as you could tell here, there is no idea, according to the Rambam, at this point, of saying Zachrin l'chaim, or Micha Mocha, or Ksov l'chaim, or B'sefer Chaim, because all those are creating a shinoi in the Matbea, meaning in the Berachos Shevach and Hodah, you can't change what Chazal wrote. Ah, but you'll say, what about HaMelech HaKadosh, right? So the Gemara answers that by saying, because the Gemara says Chazal are misaking that, because that period of time demands a change in tefillah. But the question is, can you add something into the Shlosh Rishonos? So the answer is no. So the Rishonim, it's a very old custom to go ahead and say Zarchan L'chaim. So the Rishonim take that up, and they come up with some good answers to explain how to justify Zarchan L'chaim and Micha Mocha being added into our tefillahs during our Aseres Mitzvah, but you should just know it's a question. So, certainly the simpler position is not to add them in at all and leave things as they are. Finally, Lacha Yud, the Rambam says, Ein a tzibur mispalan tefillah tzadava, but a tzibur should not do an extra tefillah. Okay, lefish ein a tzibur mevin korban nedava, because there's no chiyuv for a tzibur to bring a korban nedava. V'lo yispalal afilu yachid musaf shtayim. Not only that, a person on his own should not be mispalal musaf twice. Achas chova hayom, chovas hayom. One because I'm chayiv to, because let's say it's Shabbos. The achas nedava, right? Lefish ein misnadvin korban musaf. So again, notice how the idea of tefillah is tied so closely to the system of korbanos. And he says, v'yesh min ha-ga'onim shmi shahora she'asu yispal tefillah nedava b'shabbos yom tovim v'yesh ein makriyim ha-hen nedava ela chovas yom avad. And some ga'onim go as far as to say that it's usher to make a tefillah nedava on Shabbos and Yom Tov because you don't bring a korban nedava on that day, you only deal with the chiyuv of the yom. Okay? Yes, please, go ahead. So now the Rambam is going to turn in Perek Beis. Now we're going to turn to Shmona Esrei itself. So remember, I mention this often when I talk about tefillah. When it comes to tefillah, tefillah means Shmona Esrei. That's really, when we talk about Shacharis, Mincha, Marv, we're really talking about Shmona Esrei. Hilchos Kriyashma dealt with Kriyashma and Birchos Kriyashma. Tefillah really is Shmona Esrei, the Amida. That's the essential thing. So in Halacha Aleph, he explains, Mei Rabban Gamliel Rabu Ha'apikorsim B'Yisrael. Okay, so in the days of Rabban Gamliel, there were many, many heretics among the Jews. And they were trying to convert and to sway the Jews from following the ways of God. Okay, the Kevan Shirah Shizu Gedula, and when Rabban Gamliel realized how great this was, he called Sarcha Beni Adam, Amarhu Bezino Vehiskin Bracha Achas, Shetihe Bas She'ila Milifne Hashem, La'aved Ha'api Korsin. Okay, now it's an amazing thing. The Rambam starts off this parak focused on the Lamal Shinim, Birchas Aminim, right? Which was the reason why he starts off with this is because we know from the last parak there are 18 brachos in Shemona Esrei. This one, right? It's not really true. This is the additional bracha that Chazal came up with in response to the proliferance of heretics. Okay, and what do we ask for there? She'ela Milifnei Hashem La'abed Ha'api Korsim. Okay, we ask God to kill off, to destroy the heretics. The Kava Osa B'Tfila. And he made it part of tefillah so that it would be familiar to everybody. So therefore, nimsu kol brachos shebet tefillah chasei brachos. So it's interesting because naturally speaking, v'lamal shenim wasn't part of the Shemona Esrei. All right, it thematically didn't fit in, but Chazal felt it was necessary to put in because what do you call it? Because of the proliferance and the effect that the apikorsim are having. Now, that's an important point because. Because even if you want to say, even if you want to argue on which version of the philosophy of Judaism, you know, when it comes to let's say Sinai or whatever or ideas of God, at the end of the day, every single day in davening, three times a day, we ask God to kill off right heretics, meaning those who deny God's existence, those who challenge the authenticity of the Torah. We're misfollow that. That is part of our tefillah, right? So even though some want to say, like, you know, the Rambam alone was responsible for, you know, bringing about the idea of the importance of philosophy in Judaism, but that's not true. You see in times in the Gemara, they realized that there were people there was a lot of apikorsim, and the language of the tefillah clearly talks about that. L'mal shimahal tisikva, and then the right way to say it is v'chol haminim karegatovedo, right? You're asking for God to destroy anyone who philosophically is in opposition to Judaism. Okay? Important to keep that in mind. So make sure we have kavanah for that bracha. Halacha beis. Now, b'chol tefillah shebechol yom, mispalo adam chasei brachos, eilu ala seder. Okay? So every day, a person says he's 19 brachos in order. Okay? B'med dvar amurim, kishemotza daito mechuvenes lushono tamaher, likros. Okay? Aval ima ya torod v'dachok, o shekatzro lushono mispalo, Yispalo shlosh rishonos, ubracha achas mein kol emtsayos, ushlosh achronot yotzei chavasa. Okay, so this is havineinu. Another weird concept that is not used often today. If you are able to concentrate, okay, and pay attention to what you're saying, and can focus, you say Shemona Esrei in the right order, okay. But if you're tarud, okay, if you're occupied, if you're in a rush, if you're unable to focus, okay, then what do? Okay, you daven the first three, you say Havineinu, which is going to explain what that is in a second, and then the last three. Okay, so a few things we see from this. Number one, the Rambam's not saying that you're like, he's not even hinting at this being bidyevet. Because of course, l'chatkila, a person should have kavana, but a person's not lacking, if he doesn't have kavana, saying this type of Shemona Esrei. That's number one. Number two, even in this type of Shemona Esrei, in Havineinu, you still always have to have the full expression of the Berachos HaShevach and Berachos Hodah. It's just a question of what you do with the stuff in the middle, the Bakashos. So that area, as you'll see, gets to be shortened. Okay, it's also interesting that for some reason, this is not a popular option to be used today. So it's pretty clear that Havineinu is a completely acceptable halachic type of tefillah that a person shouldn't feel guilty if he can't have kavana. He's allowed to rely on this. But for some reason, it's not done today. I know some Sidurim still have Havineinu in there, but I'm surprised that it's not done. So what is Havineinu? V'zuya bracha shetiknu mein kol emtsayos. We don't have to read through the whole thing here. But basically what it is that it's a summation, right? It takes a chunk from each of the emtsayos. Okay, so for example, lisloach hayalanu, right? Slach lanu mavinu. Geulim, okay, so that's from Geula. Me'arba tekabetz, okay, that's from tekabetz rova gadol chareisenu. Yismichut tzadikim bevinyan yirecha, okay? All these things, and then you end off with Vani Eshma Kiatahu One Bechol Eis Pode Matsi Bechol Mikol Tzuka Baruch Hashem Shmei Tefila. So again, notice here two things. Number one, You take out a chunk from or one message from each of the emtsayos, so they're all represented equally inside the tefillah. And number two, the bracha is shamei tefillah, because shamei tefillah is what we call the catch-all. It's the net, so to speak, that catches all the various emtsayos. That's why you're allowed to put your own bakasha in shamei tefillah. Okay, that's havinena. Okay, and again, odd that it's not used today. Halacha dalad, b'med dvar morim. Oh yeah, go. Okay, halacha dalad, b'med dvar morim b'mosa chama. Okay, so the havinenu he quotes, right, is talking about the summer months. About b'mosa kishamim, eno mispal al havinenu. You couldn't say havinenu. B'nei shetzarach lomar she'elo berchas hashanim, right? Because what do you have to do in berchas hashanim? What do you have to say there? V'sein talam matali v'racha. Okay, so it only works. This only works in the summer months. Okay, but in the winter months, meaning when you switch over, then it will be a problem. There's no room in Havinenu to say Atachon Antanu, which you say in Motzei Shabbos. So that's why there is a limitation to how often you can use Havinenu. Okay, Halacha Hey. Now, on Shabbos and Yom Tovim, Mispal Shever Brachos, as we know, the Chol Tvila Tvila, right? So what do you call it? So every day, every Shabbos, right? We say seven brachos in every tefillah. Okay. What, remember, we say the three Shevach, we say one in the middle, right? Mekadesh HaShabbos, one bracha, and then the three Avodah. Okay, Me'arba Tefillah She'oso Yom. So every tefillah on Shabbos has seven brachos total. Shol Shoshonos, Shol Shachronos, Ubracha Emsayis, Me'ein Oso Hayom. Right? And that's also Me'ein Ma'ora means, thematically, it's tied to the day. Okay? B'Shabbosos, Chosim Ubracha Emsayis, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Uvergalim Chosim Ba Mekadesh HaShabbos Ba'zmanim. V'imayah Shabbos Yom Tov Chosim Ba Mekadesh Shabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Okay. B'Rosh Hashanah Chosim Ba Melach Kol Arts Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom Zikaron. V'imayah Shabbos Chosim Ba Melach Kol Arts Mekadesh Shabbos V'Yisrael V'Yom Zikaron. Okay. So we know this. We know this. Halach Avav. B'med Zvar Mamurim B'Tfilas Arvis V'Shacharis U'Mincha. Okay. So we're only talking about Marav Shacharis and Mincha. Aval Tfilas Hamusafin Shal Rosh Hashanah. Now when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Mispal Teisha Brachos. Okay. Shlosh Rishonos, Shlosh Achronos, so that there's Berchas HaShevach and Berchas Oda, Shal Kol Yom, and then we have three in the middle, Shlosh Emtsayos. Rishona Min Emtsayos Inyana Malchios, Shnia Zichronos, Shlishi Shofros, V'chosim V'chol Achas Mehen Minyana. So that we know, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros are three separate sections in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and we say therefore a total of nine on that day. What about Yom Kippur, Halacha Zayin? Yom Kippur and Mispal b'chol tefillah mechamesh tefillos shever brachos. So we only say seven, just like on Shabbos, but we have five tefillos in Yom Kippur. Shlosh Rishonos, Shlosh Achronos, V'Emtsayos Me'en Yom. V'Chosim b'chol Achas Mehen Melech HaKol Arts Mechadesh Yisrael V'Yom Kippurim. V'Imchal Yos B'Shabbos, Chosim b'chol tefillah mehen Melech HaKol Arts Mechadesh Yisrael V'Yisrael V'Yom Kippurim. Good. Halacha Ches. B'med Dvar Amurim B'Yom Tzom Shel Kol Shana V'Shana. Aval B'Yom Tzom Shel Shnas HaYovel. Okay, so if it's the year where Yom Kippur, right, comes out on the Yovel year, which would be year 50, okay? Well, machlokas, what actually that means, whatever. Mispalo tfilas hamusafim, teisha brachos. Okay, then we would say nine brachos in Musaf. Kamoshi ispalo, Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Veim oso na brachos atzma, lo pachos vol yosir. Veim ispalo noso na elbizman shi yovel nohe. Okay. Halacha tes. Okay. Bechol tfila, mat filos, poseach kodim lebracha rishona Hashem svasai tiftach, ufiya gitel sacha. Okay, now it's interesting. What do we see here that's interesting? Okay, number one, we see that the Rambam says that you say Yula Ratzon. He doesn't mention Elokein Etzor. Okay, that raises the question where he means to say Yula Ratzon. Okay, the other thing interesting is that it's pretty clear according to the Rambam, which taken from the Gemara, that you start off Shmona Esrei with Hashem Tzfasai, and you end off Yula Ratzon. Okay, and we know that in our private davening we do that. Yet for some reason, the common practice has become, certainly among Ashkenazim, not to say Hashem Tzfasai out loud by Chazaras Hashatz or by Yula Ratzon. Okay, now even though the argument is like this, it certainly seems like it's a part of Shmon Esrei. Okay, but some people say since it's Tzfasai Tiftach, right, and the Chazans representing the Tzibor, that's a difficult argument because it does seem like Chazal made Hashem Tzfasai Tiftach as part of Tefillah. So I never understood why, like, what do you have to lose saying Hashem Svasai Tiftach if you're doing Chazaras Rosh Hashatz? I'm not sure why, what do you have to lose if you do that? So, but it's important to know that these are parts of Shemona Esrei, okay? On the surface, Hashem Shvasai Tiftach seems to be very intuitive because it sounds like before I speak, I ask God to assist me, okay? But the Ran has an incredible pshat. The Ran says that if you look where this pasuk is from, it's really taken from David HaMelech, right, who's crying out to God that he can't bring a korban, okay? Because the Isser he did by Bathsheba was b'mezid. And there's no korban for mezid, right? There's a korban for shgaga, which is like a chatas. But he can't bring anything for the korban mezid. So all he could do is turn to God and say, God, hear my tefillah. So the Ran wants to say, Hashem Sfasai, right, was added to Shmona Esrei. It's a part of it. Why? Because we have to recognize that we are guilty for the fact that the Beis HaMikdash doesn't exist today. And this is important. And Hashem Sfasai is letting us know that we have to rely on an inferior way of davening. Because if we had the Beis HaMikdash, what would we have? Korbanos. And we'd have, as the Rambam has it, the Doraisa system in tefillah, the way it was. But because we let the Beis HaMikdash get destroyed, it's our culpability. That's why we say Hashem Sfasai. Just like David HaMelech says, I have nothing else I can do other than turn to you and use my words. That's what we say also by Shmon Esrei. We have no choice. We don't have the Mikdash. And we bear responsibility for that. So that's one of the ideas of Hashem Sfasai. Okay? Halacha Yud. Beroshe Chadashim V'chol Shomot. Yes. Okay. Okay. Halacha Yud. So on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you say your normal 19, right? So we add Yalav Yovo in the section of Ritzeh. So on Rosh Chodesh, we have a Musaf. We have that one bracha that's in the middle, right? That talks about Rosh Chodesh. The Chosin Ba, Mekadesh Shav, Rosh Chodashim. Okay, it's good when this stuff's familiar. Halach Yiral, Shabbos Shechala B'Chol Shemoed, V'Chein Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos, Mispal Arve Shachas Mincha Shever Brachos. So Shabbos Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, we daven our regular 7. Okay, like every other Shabbos. V'Omer Yalav Yalav B'Avoda, B'Musaf Maskel Bracha Emsois. Binin Shabbos U'Masham Inyan Shabbos Omer Kedushas Yom Be'Emsa Bracha. The Chosin Ba Rosh Chodashim Mekadesh Shabbos V'Yisrael Rosh Chodashim. And a Chol HaMoed, Chosin Ba, Kamoshu Chosin Yom Tov, Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. Okay. Halach Yud Beis. V'Yom Tov Shechal Liyos B'Echad B'Shabbos. Now let's say Yom Tov comes out on Sunday. Mispal V'Bracha Revi is B'Layla V'Todienu. Mishpatei Tikecha V'Atalamdenu Lasos Chukei Ritzonecha. V'Atitin Lano Hashem Akinu Kedusha Shabbos V'Kavod Moed, etc. Okay. V'Atitin Lano Hashem Akinu Modim Simcha. Fine. So on Motzei Shabbos that goes into Yontov, you say Vatodienu, which we know. And he says, if Motzei Shabbos is going to Yontov, Shekol Hashana, Mavdil Ba'atachonin, Afapishu Mavdil Akos. And he says at the end of Halach Yud Beis that you always say Atachon Antanu on Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yontov. Okay? Halach Yud Gimel, B'chanakam Purim, Mosifin Bohoda Al Hanisim. Okay? So you add to Hoda Al Hanisim. So as we know, at the end of Modim, we add in Alanisim, okay. Shabbos Shachal Liyos B'Chanukah, Mazgir Alanisim B'Musaf, Kamosh Mazgir B'Shar Tfilos. That's a big chiddush. That's derived from the Gemara, but we say Alanisim on Shabbos Chanukah in Musaf as well, okay. Halach Yudalid, Bimei Atainis, okay. In a time of Atainis, on Atainis days, Afil Yachid Shisaneh, even an individual who fasts, Mosif B'Shomei Tfilah Anenu, okay. Ushliach Tzibur Omra B'Racha B'Fnei Atzma, Bein Goel L'Rofeh. Right, v'chosin ba oneh be'etz tzaras. We all know this. When the chazan repeats Shmon Esrei, he doesn't say anenu by Shemei Tefillah, which makes it seem like an additional tefillah. He says it as a bracha b'fnei atzma in the middle of chazrat shatz, in the middle of brachas emsoyos. V'nimser mispal esrim brachos, and you actually have 20 then. Tisha b'av, mosivim bonu yishlaim. Now, again, I know the difference in the language. Rachem Hashem Elkeinu, not nachem. Rachem Hashem Elkeinu, alinu alexal necha, v'al yishlaim rachav al ira ha'vela. Right, so on Tisha B'Av you add in Bonei Yerushalayim, Nachim, okay? Important point. Tisha B'Av is it's a tainus, right? It's a unique type of tainus, but it's built off the institution of tainus. So Tisha B'Av is, I'm fasting, so the Mechaya for Aneinu emerges, but this specific fast has the theme of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that's why you have to say Nachim, or as the Rambam has it, Rachim, okay? Halacha Tesvav, Kol Yimos HaGeshamim, so during the rainy season, Omer b'bracha shniya morid hageshem, u'vimosachama morid atal, which we know. Me'imasai omer morid hageshem. Okay, so when do you start saying mashi b'bracha morid hageshem? Mitfilas hamusafin shel yom tov ba'achron shel chag. Okay, so from shmini atzeres, musaf, okay, Ad tefila shacharis and yontav rishon shel Pesach until shacharis, right, of the first day of Pesach, meaning by musaf time of the first day of Pesach, you stop saying Mashiach Rechem Minageshem. And with tefilas and musafin shel yom tov rishon shel Pesach omer mori datal. Okay, which again, I think we're all familiar with. Halacha tezayin, mishiva yomim b'mar cheshvan. Okay, from the 7 days into what do you call it, cheshvan. Sho'ol nesek ishamim b'rchashanim. Then we change the bakasha in b'rchas hashanim to v'zen talam matlai bracha. Kol zman shemaskir geshem. B'med v'ar morim b'arach Yisrael. Aval b'shinar v'suria v'mitzrayim v'komos ha'smuchos le'ilu v'adomu lahen sho'ol nesek ishamim b'yom shishim achar tkufas tishrei. So that's always the famous machlokas. As we know, in Eretz Yisrael, we start saying Saint Talmud Matal Bracha early, right? And then in Chutz La'aretz, they say it's 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei, okay? And the Gemara takes up the reasons why, okay? Mekomo Shein Tzrichin, in Alach Yitzayim, Mekomo Shein Tzrichin L'Kesham Mosachama. Now let's say you live in an area where you need rain during the summer. Kegoni Yeyam, Arachokim, islands that are far away. Sho'on Asa Kesham Be'esh Hen Tzrichin Hem Meshmei Tefillah. So then you would ask for Geshem, right? What do you call it? At the time that you need them in Shema Tefillah, okay? So that's an important point. You could still ask for Geshem if you live in a climate where you need rain even during the summer. U'mukomo shahin osin yonto sheni, and in places where they do a second yontov, omer morid Geshem atfilas mosav shal yom rishon shal shmini atzeres, u'mispal v'holach kol yimosa geshamim. Good. Okay, alach yudches. Kol hashana kula chosim v'bracha shlishis hakel hakadosh. Okay, as I mentioned before, over birchas ashtei esrei melech ohed stakam mishpat uvaseres yamin shemot shana v'amotz yom kippurim. So aseres shemei tshuva chosim b'shlishes hamelech hakadosh uvashtei esrei hamelech hamishpat. As we all know, also notice the Rambam doesn't mention anything about if I forgot it. If I have to go back, interesting, he excludes that. Finally, alach yotes yesh mekamos. Now remember, I mentioned zachrein l'chaim. Here you go. Yesh mekamos shenogu lahosif aser yom me'ilu birchas rishon brach rishon zachrein l'chaim uveshnia michamocha. Okay, umosifim bebracha achrona b'sefer chayim. Okay, v'chein yesh mekomo shenagul lehosef asaras yamim elu bracha shlishis v'chein tein pachtecha. That good thing you don't do that today. But there are those who actually added v'chein tein pachtecha in during asaras shemei tshuva as well. Aval roshan yom kippur minang pashat hu lehosef b'shlishis v'chein tein pachtecha. Two amazing things you see from this Rambam. The Rambam is not telling you if he endorses this minag or not. It clearly goes against what he said earlier on in the parak, where he says you're not allowed to make these shinuyim. He says, nonetheless, there are places that were noheg to do this. But he doesn't say it's a bad thing. He doesn't necessarily endorse it. And notice how he says, yesh mekomos, which means it wasn't really a minhag Yisrael. Okay? But on the other hand, though, you could trace this practice all the way back to probably the times of the Gemara. So these additional things have been around for a long, long time. The second thing that's interesting is that, notice how he says, minhag pashat hu lehosif b'shlishis uvechein tein pachtecha. Okay? The tefillah we say that we're, if you look at what we do by Avchein Tein Pachtecha, we take the Kedusha Bracha, right? Ata Kadosh, right? And we expand it, right? Because remember, you end off that Bracha with Hamelech HaKadosh. So we took Hamelech HaKadosh, or the Ata Kadosh Bracha, and Avchein Tein Pachtecha is a massive expansion of that. The Rambam doesn't hold that was actually part of the Matzbeah of the tefillah, right? Rather, that was something that was introduced as a minhag. Now, again, it's minhag pashut, meaning it was accepted that everyone does it this way. But when we say v'chein tein pachtecha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we should think about the fact that that wasn't what Chazal were misakin. That was like a minhag that came about. Okay, let's stop here, and we'll pick this up tomorrow.